millions. CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
I knew it all along, I'd have to come back home, 'cause it's living on the road, only made me tired.
My favorite truck driving song, Amazing Rhythm Aces, No End in Sight. Played that song over and over and over again every time I was coming back home to Miss Vicky. Absolutely love that song. Well, House Appropriations Subcommittee on School Aid held a hearing yesterday in Lansing. And because of teacher certifications, fines are being handed out left and right to many school districts here in the state of Michigan. This was, again, due to a teacher hired, signed up to take the Michigan Test for Teacher Certification, MTTC. Generally, it's required in order to be a full-blown teacher in a state's public school. But back in the day during the China virus, Gene Pierce, the region superintendent for the Kingston School District, explained that the teacher was laid off after classes began to resume after the pandemic restrictions were loosened. She came back to teach the kids, but because the district had mistakenly neglected to complete a substitute teacher permit for her, it was technically out of compliance with the law and therefore had to pay a hefty fine, $85,136. Now, this is just one example of the issue that school advocates, lawmakers from both sides of the aisle, and even the Michigan Department of Education said on Tuesday has gotten completely out of control. Districts are fined by the Michigan Department of Education with huge fines due to clerical errors. Local school districts throughout the state, in virtually every single intermediate school district, every ISD, have received these fines totaling millions of dollars in lost funding for the schools. Pierce said, on the high end, a $158,000 fine for Melvindale Northern Allen Park School District, and in the city of Detroit, Detroit Public Schools, $272,000. Absolutely amazing. Well, the recourse after receiving the fine is to challenge it, Pierce suggested. There is an appeal process. But for example, in the case of the Kingston schools, $85,000 fine, it was only reduced to $83,000. That involved paying attorney fees and, quote, many hours of staff time to prepare. Well, one of the superintendents of a school district came and testified, Bruce Tipio of Norway Vulcan Schools, told the lawmakers his district had to pay $166,000 to the state over 2 years for two different teachers. Despite having legally required a college degree to teach in the areas they were assigned to, but failed to take the MTTC. He lamented that the large fines, which he said could have been paid for close to two full teachers' yearly salaries in his district, could have been rectified with a simple notification of, you made a mistake, now go fix it. For example, paying $45 each to secure substitute teacher permits for the two teachers ended up costing them tens of thousands of dollars. When you take money from any school, any money, I don't care what it's for, you're taking money from the children. Michigan Department of Education, for its part, agrees, but they noted that its hands are essentially tied due to the laws. Despite seeing the fines as overkill, it still has to impose them according to the laws. Well, state representatives, representatives from the agency told the state representatives, the lawmakers at the hearing, they've added that they previously highlighted the issue and had requested that it be taken up as a legislative priority in a letter dated back in January. In it, they asked the body to update the language that's contained in the school aid budget and other related statutes to ensure penalties for credentialing are proportionate, targeted, and focused on true noncompliance rather than the inadvertent administrative mistakes. Reforms should recognize the realities of the ongoing staffing shortages, prevent excessive state aid deductions for these errors, and avoid undermining districts' ability to deliver high-quality educational programs. Well, members from both parties signaled support for addressing the issue. State Representative Carol Glanville, Democrat from Grand Rapids, said the issue is somewhat personal. She said it was a clerical error that led her to lose her teaching certificate, at which point she then opted out of teaching and got involved in politics. When I left the classroom because of it, the state offered me $1,200 to come back. I said, basically, it's too late. I got something else going in my life, and I'm going to try to fix it in Lansing. She fully supports unraveling what she described as a mess of spaghetti. Well, even the chair of the committee, State Representative Tim Kelly, Republican from Saginaw, expressed support for addressing the issue. We want the Department of Education to become performance-based, not compliance-based. We want the department to work with all the districts in our state and not ending up being a punitive hammer. Well, our local state representative, Ken Borton, Republican from Gaylord, at the committee hearing, asked at one point, where the money collected from the fine goes. Well, Michigan Department of Education's legislative liaison, Olivia Pont, later said it lapses ultimately back into the school aid fund, which means that it doesn't become revenue that could flow to the department itself. To be sure, Superintendent Pierce said that the governor's executive budget recommendations removes one particular statute, which would help minimize the number of fines imposed on school districts, especially those having certified teachers instructing in fields or at grade levels that they're not actually approved for. But that wouldn't address the issue of districts being fined for errors when it comes to teachers' certification. Folks, this is a perfect example of a bureaucratic agency department that is mismanaged, or the current laws are so outdated and complicated, compliance is almost impossible. This needs to be fixed. Absolutely ridiculous. So we will absolutely continue to follow these bills and see if they end up getting passed in both the House, the Senate, and whether or not Governor Gretchen Whitmer will actually sign them. But it sounds like, basically, it has bipartisan support. Now, another short story related to the Board of Education. 3 months after being on the job, the State Board of Education yesterday gave Superintendent Glenn Maleko his first evaluation. And they decided to keep him on board until at least December 7th of 2029. Board of Education members were constrained by law and contract to give Maleko a review now or wait until 2027 to analyze his conduct as being the new superintendent. The board members, all of them, gave him a good review in a closed session. It was not open to the public. State board voted 5-2 to pass the resolution, with Republican board member Tom McMillan saying he was passing on the vote, which is basically a no vote on the board, because he hadn't had enough time to evaluate the new superintendent. McMillan went on to say, in the past, probably the last 3 years, Ms. Nikki Snyder, my fellow Republican, and I have actually made motions to amend, remove, or fire a state superintendent. Well, I have no intention of doing that, McMillan said, but I just needed more time to get to know him. Snyder, the other Republican, also voted no. Well, all the Democrats approved him, and his contract now has been extended until December of 2029. Glenn Maleko, superintendent for the State Board of Education. Short break, final segment, hour number one. We're moving on to other stories, lots of them today. So get some more coffee, sit back. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show, Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051, located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the Gun Doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the Gun Doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last segment of hour number one. One of the things that I think needs to happen, and this is part of Perry Johnson's campaign for governor. I don't know if you guys have been seeing any of his TV ads, but one of them, they just came out, talks about him being an outsider. A businessman like Donald Trump. Donald Trump, Elon Musk, another businessman got together and created the Department of Government Efficiency and went through a lot of these bureaucratic agencies in Washington, D.C. Well, Perry Johnson wants to do the same thing here in the state of Michigan. Going through the departments, going through their regulations, going through these laws, going through their budgets to basically make them more efficient. Now, that previous story about these school districts getting fined for clerical errors regarding teacher certification is just another perfect example. There's so many of these stories that I do that absolutely reinforces and proves Perry Johnson's point. Something I've been doing for years on this show. How many times are we reading stories about these bureaucratic agencies and departments mismanaging? Department of Health and Human Services. I've got a story pulled up for today. We're going to be talking about it in the third hour. Mishandling the SNAP program. Money comes from Washington to provide supplemental nutritional benefits to people who need the help. But here in Michigan, running at like a 10% error rate, it's unacceptable. There's got to be systems that could be put in place to get this down to almost zero. Even though the feds allow for a 6% error rate, Michigan's almost double that. Whether it's schools, the way they perform. Perry Johnson's in favor of vouchers. again, what I've been saying for years, competition, giving parents more options to purchase education, perhaps from a different school. When there's competition, you get better results. It's that simple. And a perfect example of that is what made Perry Johnson a millionaire. When he was on the show, and if you haven't heard the interview yet, text me PJ. I interviewed him on March 5th, a week ago, last Thursday. One of the things he absolutely says is we have got to do forensic audit of Lansing. It has got to be looked at, every bureaucratic line in the budgets, and even the process in which they do things. So we're excited. This is going to be a very interesting race. But text me and let me know if you've been seeing those commercials. Let me know what you think about them. One of them shows John James toward the end of the commercial, and the overlay on the video of it calls him a two-time loser, based on him running for U.S. Senate twice, statewide campaigns, and losing both of those elections. As a result of those commercials, is it somewhat causing you to be leaning towards supporting him in the August 4th primary? Or do you find him offensive? Send me some text messages, some feedback. Greatly appreciate that. Now this Friday, you've been hearing the commercials. This Friday from 3 to 7 and Saturday from 9 to 5, Harbor Springs Outdoors Club is doing a gun show. It's at the VFW Hall there in Harbor Springs. And they said that it's $8 at the door. Kids are free, 12 and under. They will have food available for purchase. Large number of vendors coming to the VFW Hall there in Harbor Springs. So again, it's going to be this Friday from 3 to 7, Saturday from 9 to 5. If you guys end up going, tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Greatly appreciate you doing that for us. One of the things that's coming up, and you're going to be hearing a lot of phone calls, a lot of text messages, the endorsement convention, March 28th in Novi. Well, the candidates running for Secretary of State and Attorney General have definitely picked up the phone and started calling the delegates that are going. Text me and let me know what you guys are thinking. What are you hearing from these candidates? What are they telling you? What are they trying to do or say to get you to vote for them at the convention? Text me 231-360-5140 and let me know what they're saying to you. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Perry Johnson, running for governor of Michigan. A businessman named Donald Trump got sick of politics and